A 22-year-old Ketchikan man remains missing on Deer Mountain as the search stretched into a third day today. Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad crews headed back up the mountain this morning to continue searching an area that they believe Justin Nathan was headed toward. On Wednesday evening, search crews found tracks in the snow pointing them in that direction. Jerry Kiefer of KVRS says low ceilings today meant crews assigned to search upper elevations had to hike up rather than fly. That delayed the start of that portion of the search. Crews assigned to the lower elevation portions were able to start searching by 8:30 a.m. Kiefer says KVRS is switching out search teams where possible to reduce fatigue among the volunteers.
It's very difficult ground to be searching, and you know, some of the volunteers are now on the third day, so we're certainly feeling the effects of that.
Kiefer says the search remains a rescue operation rather than a recovery, although he says conditions have not been ideal.
Hypothermia at some point is going to be a factor because we haven't had any dry weather. It's been fairly poor conditions when they actually left on the initial hike. It was poor conditions then. So he's been outside now for well over 3 days.
Nathan hiked up to the top of the mountain with a friend on Wednesday. They made it to the summit and then started back down. Kiefer says at about the second overlook, Nathan wasn't able to continue. So his friend handed over extra clothing and left to get help with the understanding that Nathan would stay at the overlook. However, crews did not find him there. Today's search teams were called back at around 4 p.m. when it became dark. Kiefer says the search will resume tomorrow morning.